Mr. President, since 2001, the federal government has exploded in constant dollars. It's grown from $2.4 trillion in 2000 to last year almost $4 trillion in cost. Those are constant dollars. In September this year, just a few weeks ago, our national debt surpassed $20 trillion for the first time, and no one in Washington blinked an eye. If that's not enough of a wake-up call, this debt is projected to increase over the next 10 years, according to the budget we're operating under right now, by another $11 trillion. If that's not enough, over the next 30 years alone, it's projected that over $100 trillion of future unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, pension benefits for federal employees, and the interest on the debt, are coming at us like a freight train. These are unfunded liabilities, Mr. President. Today, with $20 trillion of debt, we're only paying about $270 billion every year in interest only. I say that because just in the last year, we've seen four increases in the federal fund rate, which fundamentally doubles. It increases our interest by 100 basis points. That 100 basis points over the next few years will grow our interest on the debt by more than $200 billion on top of the $270. If that's not bad enough, and by the way, that today is almost 25% of our discretionary budget, Mr. President, already, just at the 270. If it doubles, it'll be almost half of our discretionary budget. If interest rates just go back to their 30-year norm of between 4 and 5%, we could be paying as much as $1 trillion on our federal debt. That's equal to almost today's discretionary budget, Mr. President. It's going to take a long-term fix. We can't tax our way out of this problem. We can't cut our way out of this problem, and we can't just simply grow our way out. It's going to take a multifaceted approach, and there are five interwoven imperatives that are at work in solving this problem. It's one thing to call the crisis, Mr. President. It's another to call out the ways to fix it, and they're all within our grasp today. Number one, we need to fix Washington's broken budget process. Two, we need to root out all the wasteful spending in the federal government today. Three, we've got to grow the economy by repealing and pulling back on a lot of regulations that are unnecessary, by revamping our tax structure, and by unleashing our energy potential. Number four, we've got to save Social Security and Medicare, both of which trust funds go to zero in 14 short years. And lastly, we finally have to get after the real drivers of spiraling health care costs. Today, as we're working to change our archaic tax system to become competitive with the rest of the world and get our economy growing again, I want to talk about two things today. One is this wasteful spending, and then two is economic growth. These are two of the five imperatives that I've just outlined. According to the General Accountability Office, today, and also in every single year, this federal government wastes hundreds of billions of dollars. It's estimated today by this bipartisan organization, Mr. President, that we are overspending about $700 billion a year, they've identified. Well, let's put that in perspective. As I just said, we spent $3.9 trillion running the entire federal government. That's about $1 trillion for discretionary spending, about $3 trillion for mandatory spending, so almost $4 trillion. And of that, over $700 billion has been identified as wasteful spending. I'll describe those in a second. But to put it in perspective, Mr. President, that's 20% almost of everything we spend as a federal government. It's a larger number than what we spend on the national security of our country. Let me say that again. The number identified by the General Accountability Office of wasteful spending is larger than what we spend on our military. There are three facets to this as they outline. One, redundant agencies. These are agencies targeted to do exactly the same thing that one administration or another has come in and added that basically do the same thing. It's about $135 billion every year. Since 2003, we've also had an item, or no, just since 2003, we've spent $1.2 trillion in improper payments. That's about $144 billion every year. These are overpayments, improper payments. This is not fraud. This is not anything like that. It's basically an administrative error that the federal government has made a mistake and made improper payments. Social Security disability, SNAP overpayments, unemployment insurance, and others. Mr. President, this is outrageous. The third item is it's estimated that we have a net tax gap of $406 billion. Now, what this is a 17% error rate in the IRS tax code. What that means is that people are underpaying or not paying what is calculated according to the General Accountability Office. The federal government last year took in almost $3.5 trillion of tax, and yet we had $400 billion. That's a 17% error rate, Mr. President. I don't know what else to say. Those three things add up to about $700 billion of wasted spending. We've got to get to the bottom of this. Let me also put it in perspective another way. That $700 billion every year is $7 trillion over the next 10 years. This tax package that we're talking about, the initial cost is about $1.5 trillion as identified by both sides, with before you get to the economic growth that more than pays for. Remember that 0.4% of growth pays for this tax package that we're working on. But this $7 trillion of wasted spending, overspending by the federal government unnecessarily, nobody in this body, not Democrat, not Republican, have voted, or independent, have voted on this spending. This is spending in error. These are just common mistakes made by an oversized bureaucracy, Mr. President. It's not a partisan talking point. Both sides bear responsibility in this debacle. Again, these are numbers from the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office. I'm apoplectic that I even have to be here bringing this to the attention of my colleagues. Washington knows about these problems and has known for years, decades, and yet nothing is done. A former member, Senator Tom Coburn, has actually worked hard on this. There are others that are beginning to pick up this mantle here, as I am. But as we talk about the tax package changes, the tax changes that will get this economy growing again, I wanted us to reflect on the opportunity we have right here that can more than pay for what we need to do to give the middle class a tax break and get our economy growing again. There are things identified in this report by the General Accounting Office. There are recommendations that can get at most of these $700 billion of wasted spending. Let me give you a couple examples. In the Department of Defense, if it just managed its commissaries more effectively, there's a $2 billion a year opportunity there over the next 5 years. If the Department of Defense weapon acquisition program were more effective, there's estimated that tens of billion dollars over the next 10 years could be saved in terms of purchasing the same level of equipment and machinery. If the DOD, Department of Defense, just simply completed an audit, we believe it would identify further opportunities for wise spending of our taxpayers' money. But since coming to the United States Senate, I was shocked to understand that the largest line item on our budget has never been audited, Mr. President. It's high time that we complete that audit. And by the way, there's a law that was passed in this body in 1991 requiring the Department of Defense to submit an audit. And here we are in 2017, we still don't have that audit. Mr. President, in my opinion, as hard as it is for the American people to earn their salaries and to pay their tax, it's unconscionable that I'm standing here before the United States Senate tonight reminding us all that there is $700 billion a year that we spend in error, just bureaucratic error. Because of that, and because of this financial intransigence, we have built up a debt that's created a crisis in our country. Because of these years of intransigence, we're losing the ability to fund our government the way it should be funded. We're losing the right to do the right thing when it comes to funding things like emergencies, disaster relief efforts. Just a couple weeks ago, we passed a $15 billion relief package for two hurricanes. And last week, we passed a $36 billion supplemental, as if nothing had happened, Mr. President. Every dime of that is borrowed money. We can wait no longer to solve this debt crisis. It's going to take tough decisions to solve the debt crisis, and we're going to have to be making these very, very quickly. But eliminating redundant spending, improper payments, and eliminating this tax gap are at the top of the list. Along with reducing our spending by almost 20% each year, we need to grow the economy to solve this debt crisis. The single most important thing that we can do to grow the economy this year is to change this tax code. Let me remind this body that so far this year, under this president's guidance, we've eliminated over 860 rules. These are rules made by the federal government that were choking the very life out of our free enterprise system. And the result of that, this year alone, in the third quarter, we have now achieved 3% growth again. This is not the Holy Grail. Who knows what this economy should be growing at right now if we just get Washington out of the way? And part of the way to do that is to correct this archaic tax policy. Changing the tax code will mean more jobs and higher wages for the American workers. For example, if we eliminate the repatriation tax on our corporations, we're again the last country in the world to have a double tax on U.S. profits made overseas. It's estimated by independent, bipartisan, or nonpartisan groups that this would mean $4,000 to $9,000 of annual income for the average worker in the United States. Mr. President, I don't know what else to tell you except that we're not competitive today. We have got to become more competitive. What we're talking about here should not be partisan issues. America needs to be competitive. We all know that. But the idea of bigger government will create more jobs has been proven not to work. Look at the last 8 years, the lowest economic growth in the history of the United States. As we debate how to fix this archaic tax system and become competitive with the rest of the world, I'm reminding us tonight that we also need to get serious about cutting this wasteful spending. This is not spending that's benefiting anybody, Mr. President. It's not providing for national security. It's not taking care of people who need help. These are just simply overpayments, mispayments, and creating problems that should not have been created. Changing the tax code, as I've said, is a historic opportunity to generate growth and make us more competitive. Eliminating this spending, which amounts to 20% of what we spend as a federal government, is absolutely mandatory. People back home should be demanding that, Mr. President. There's a lot of heavy lifting to dig out of this debt crisis, but these two things that I'm reminding us of tonight should be at the top of the list. We simply cannot fail the American people to get this done. Mr. President, I'm committed to that. I urge my colleagues to take seriously this opportunity we have of changing our tax code. It's historic. At the same time, we've got to get serious about eliminating our redundant and outrageous, unnecessary spending. Mr. President, with that, I yield the floor.